NKB4 CBA Mobile.
8PA. I think I got that right. KG4LSL. Good afternoon. Sitting here listening to Arkansas get hammered by tornadoes everywhere.
No, they said some storms were coming through, and there was a couple of different places that were kind of hot spots for tornadoes, but I really haven't paid much attention to it. That was yesterday evening. I haven't paid much attention to it today. I'm really sorry to hear that.
I the scanner radio app going on my Chromebook over here, and I mean, Little Rock has gotten hit by at least two or three that I've heard, and got more coming through.
Yeah, well, I tell you, that's just too bad. I hate that for them. That's kind of tornado alley, I guess. Yeah, there's more wind out there, and there's a lot less to slow it down than there is around here.
It's and it's screaming up in towards Illinois and everything else. I think all we're supposed to have here tomorrow is some winds, but there are going to be some pretty hefty winds. I think 35 to 45 mile an hour gusts is what I heard this morning, but I don't know if that's changed or not.
I haven't even watched the news today, so I don't even know. We have changed our TV provider, and we can get local news, but it's like an hour and a half later. It's not live, in other words, but I don't know. I just didn't turn it on today.
Yeah, we cut the cord. We cut the cord when we still lived in Atlanta. But I know Fox Carolina, I think that's Channel 21, has got an app that you can get on Roku, and a lot of smart TVs have got it that you can get as well. And they stream lifetime.
We've been doing with Channel 4, we usually watch them, and my wife just streams it on her phone and throws it up on the TV. And for some reason, my phone, it says it sees the TV, but it won't put it up there. We're not sure what's going on there, so we have to figure it out. But because we both have an iPhone, and mine's XR, and hers is 11, I think. So anyway. But we got tired of paying the high cable bill, so we just cut ties with them. We were paying an exorbitant amount. In fact, I didn't even know we were paying that much. I was really flabbergasted.
Yeah, we got direct TV stream for 3 months for free as a trial basis when we signed up for our fiber optic internet, and it was okay. It wasn't bad. We got gig speed internet, and it streamed really well. And then they wanted to they said, okay, well, your 3 months is over. It's going to cost you about $100 a month for what channels you have. And I said, okay, go ahead and shut it off. And, you know, we've got Amazon Prime Video, and, you know, there's always YouTube and Roku and all of that. So, you know, I really don't do a whole lot of TV watching unless it has to do with either ham radio, fishing, or, archery and that sort of stuff. So, I really don't need all that, all the useless channels, because they offer you something like 120 channels. What they don't tell you is 40 of them are of ads and shopping channels.
We've got a bunch of, we have several apps that we pay for that we watch a lot, but other than that, we've got everything we need, really, and we're paying less than half of what we were paying.
That's the way we are. We got a discount for Discovery Plus with our Amazon Prime. We got Disney Plus and a couple of other ones with our cell phones through Verizon. So, you know, that's all the TV that we really need or want to watch. When we're at home, we'll watch a movie every now and again. Otherwise, we're either down in the office and playing on the radios and spraying fishing lures, or we're getting fishing rods and reels ready to go. I mean, you know, there's other stuff to do other than TV.
That's for sure. Yeah, I'd probably be on the radio if I was at home. I'm headed over to Powdersville to meet my daughter, and my wife's over there, and our grandson, so we're going to watch him play some flag football tonight.
A lot of fun. I'm at home most of the time now, unless I'm out running around the roads driving for Uber. I do that part time just to help feed the fishing addiction. Hi. I sit here on the radio. I'll play on FT8. I'll spray fishing lures and what have you. Flag football, that was a lot of fun when we were kids. I remember that.
He's tried several sports. I mean, he's played baseball and he did well. Soccer and basketball. But he wanted to try out for this team, so we'll see. And I don't really know where he's going to land. But at this point, he's 10 years old. I mean, it's not like he's got to decide.
The sky's the limit, and it's a great way for, or a great time for him to find out, you know, what they're good at, what they enjoy, and some of their passions. But it keeps them healthy, and it keeps them outside, and keeps them from staring at screens all the time.
I know what you mean. I tell you, I didn't have that when I was growing up, so, we didn't know what any of that was, and because it didn't exist, and I don't miss it a bit. I mean, I enjoyed messing around with some of the Nintendo and stuff like that, but I don't get into the games and all for they're more for the kids than they are for the adults. At least that's the way I look at it. So, well, let me jump out of here and see if I can remember how to get in, what the code is to get in this place. I got a bunch of code in here. And then I'll be at my daughter's apartment. But out softly 73s, and you have a good afternoon. And I'll say a prayer for those folks out west. And I'll clear out of here after your final. KP4CPA.
You're good, sir. Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be interesting out there, and they're going to take some time having to clean that mess up for sure. And enjoy the flag football game tonight. Hopefully it doesn't get rained out. They are expecting some rain here, but we'll see what happens. KB4CPA 73, sir. KG4LFL.